Hi, and welcome to the Calvary Foursquare podcast. Our goal at Calvary is to reach our community with the truth and love of Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians 2:8, it says that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. So if you would like to find out more of who we are, you can go to our new website at TiptonCalvaryFoursquare.com or search for us on Facebook. Just search Tipton Calvary Foursquare. Thank you for listening and enjoy the podcast.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. Sorry, it got a little quiet and it's dark outside, so I thought I could waken everyone up a little bit. How are you guys today? Sorry, I'm very, like, responsive because I have to talk to high school students, so if I don't, like, ask them questions frequently, it's just a mess. It's just a mess. I'm not going to lie. Anyway, so today we are going to be beginning my actual youth series I'm going to be starting for them this month. It's called All I Want for Christmas, and all what we're going to be talking about is personally what, yeah, it's not as heavy as they're making it, I promise. it's talking about being generous and what is the heart of Christmas. And so I'd like to begin with a quick story from when I was probably 10 or 11. I'm not quite sure how old I was, but my family, we always had to do a white elephant gift. The game White Elephant Gift. And what it is there's always just random presents in the middle where everyone's gathered around and everyone has a number. And the higher the number, you're one of the last people to pick something. And so as everyone's picking presents, they begin to open it and you see what's inside. The next person after you can either steal your present or they can grab another present that they don't know what it is. And so for Christmas that year, I really wanted a Nerf football. Like, I knew exactly which one I wanted. It fit my hand perfectly, and I could just whip that thing across the lawn like no other, and my last one broke. And so, like, that was, like, on my Christmas list. That was right on top. And, I mean, it was before my PlayStation 2. Like, that's how important it was for me. And so, anyway, we're going through this white elephant gift, and my cousin, who is sitting right next to me, he picks up a present, and when he opens it, guess what it was? It was the Nerf football, and I was just like, why does he get it? Like, I was so upset. But my turn was a few rounds later, and before my turn even was, like, fully there, like, my uncle goes, AJ, it's your turn. I immediately grabbed it and went, thank you, and I just grabbed it, and my cousin just went, like, he almost cried because I stole the football, and my mom was just like, oh, no. Like, what have I done with this child? But basically, what I'm trying to say is with that gift giving, that was something I really wanted, and I did not care about what the other person thought. I just went, and I just grabbed it right out from him and kind of hurt him a little bit. We'll both be honest. He was like, yeah, that kind of hurt, but afterwards, we got to play with it together, so we ended up being okay. Ended up breaking a week earlier, so it wasn't like it was a really big deal. I'm lying. Yes, it was a big deal. But that's besides the point. But when it comes to gift giving, when it comes to our idea of Christmas, I'm not a great gift giver. I'm not really a great gift receiver either. There's this really funny video of a kid who he's opening a present, and what's inside is an avocado. And he didn't know how to react, so he goes, it's an avocado, thanks, and, like, sets it off to the side with, like, a really fake smile, but you knew he wasn't really happy that he had an avocado, and I feel like that's me with everything. I'm like, oh, it's candy, thanks. Like, I'm actually happy, but I just don't know how to say it. I'm just like, thank you. Like, I don't know what to say, but when it comes to us giving gifts and receiving gifts, it kind of feels like we have to balance everything. Like, if someone gives us a big gift, we have to find a way to give them something equally as big. Or, like, if someone gives us, like, a $25 gift card, we have to find something that's $25, and we have to have a balance to everything. And so when we look at actually Christmas and we look at that idea of gift giving and that it has to be a balance, it's kind of like a smaller picture of our overall year, our overall life. We always want to have balance in our relationships. We always want to have balance in our friendships, in our relationships with our children, with our parents, that whenever someone does something to us, we want to do something equally as nice or something equally as bad sometimes to other people. And so before we start, I would like to have two students come on up. I need two students. Hayden, I need a younger one. And Herbie, come on up. Hayden and Herbie, come on up. No, for real, for real. All right, so Christmas is coming up, right? Right? And what is your favorite part about Christmas? Opening presents? Would you say that's the same thing? What would you say is your favorite? Food? I mean, yes. So, Herbie, I have two random boxes as presents. Now, they both have random things inside of them. Now, this is just an illustration, so you don't get to keep everything that's in there. But if you were to pick a present, which one would it be? You can go ahead, choose which one you want, the big one or the little one? The big one? All right, go ahead and pick it up. And then here's the little one. What's inside? Whoa! 52 pieces of candy. And what did you get on yours? One thing of candy. So, these aren't really fair gifts, are they? No. You got 52 and you got one. But you like money. Sorry, it wasn't money. So, what I'm going to do is kind of give the illustration that things aren't fair. I'm going to have to take that back. What I was going to do was actually give you one of those choices. Would that be okay if you give me the rest? Come on. All right. What we're going to do is I'll let you bring that back and grab one piece of candy, and I'll have your mom make sure to give me the rest. Go ahead. And you can keep that if you would like. You just want the box. You don't want the Skittles. Oh, you want both? There you go. But those weren't very equal gifts, were they? No. One of them had 52 pieces of candy. The other one just had one. So when we look at Christmas and we look at gift giving, we try to make everything equal for every single kid. We try to make everything equal with every single friend. Me and my friends, we always have a Friendsgiving where we do like a Secret Santa and we kind of give like a general price so that it's fair. And so when we look at the bigger picture, and when I said that Christmas is kind of like a bigger picture of life and we like to keep things in balance, we kind of have this way of having a scoreboard of us and them. So like we always do something where, let's say, for example, at home, your mom baked cookies for Christmas and she let you have a few. And so that gives you plus two for her, where like, oh, she did something nice. So what am I going to do? I'm going to, maybe this isn't true for all of you guys, but I'm going to clean my room. Yeah, I hear the parents out there. And there's your plus two for that. Or let's say it is like your friends at school and you found out that maybe one of your friends said something about you that you didn't like. So they gossiped about you. So that was negative 2 points. And so then you're like, well, if they didn't treat me right, then I'm not going to hang out with them afterwards. So you cancel plans. And they're just like, well, what the heck? And there goes that minus two for you. So you're kind of seeing this trend of having a mental scoreboard in your head. And can you guys admit that we all kind of have those mental scoreboards in our head where we remember the things that people have done to us, so we react in those ways? And so that's what we're going to address today. That's what we're going to kind of look at. So in today's Bible verse that we're going to address, we're going to look at the book of John. And the reason why we're going to look at the book of John is because John addresses Jesus' story, especially around Christmas during this time, in a different way than other people. John had the closest relationship to Jesus. He is proclaimed as the one that Jesus, self-proclaimed as the one Jesus most loved. So he says that he is Jesus' favorite. And so with that, he also has a different approach in the beginning of his passages. Every other gospel starts with Jesus' birth, right, and the nativity scene, and the wise men giving gifts and stuff like that. But instead, this is what John starts with his at the very beginning. Can we have the first verse up? It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning." You see, what John addressed was something that not every other person addressed. He knew what the beginning actually meant when it came to Jesus. It didn't begin with him being born on earth. It began at the beginning of time. He knew the bigger picture of God and Jesus. Here, he's calling Jesus the Word. In the beginning, the Word, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was Jesus at the beginning. So he already knew at the beginning what was going to happen. And so let's go a few chapters later into John 3:16, the next verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You see, John knew the bigger picture of what Christmas really meant. He knew the bigger picture of why Jesus came to the earth. He knew that Jesus planned way beforehand what was going to happen and gave himself for us before he even knew us, before he even knew what we were going to do. Yes, he knew about original sin and all that to come to play, but he gave us a gift that was so big that we can never keep in balance to him, if you really think about it. Like, God gave his only Son for us before we even existed. And so when it comes to our mental thinking, when it becomes being balanced, giving gifts that are balanced, and even the bigger picture of our lives, balancing our lives out based on reacting on how other people feel, that is not from God. Us reacting to other people, our relationships, being when someone does something negative to us and we try to balance that out, that is not from God. Even when someone does something positive to us and we react to that, yes, that is not from God. Why? Because God gave before the other person did anything. And that is what we need to be more like Christ in. We need to be proactive in our relationships and finding ways to love people like God has loved us before we even did anything for him. Because God, before we came into church, before we started worshiping him, before we accepted him into our life, before we accepted everything that he has already done for us, he has loved us first before we even knew it. And so that's how we need to be more like Christ to the people around us. Christmas is coming. We all have family, and we all have parts of our family that we just don't like. We all have people that are going to be around that we're just like, oh, why? Like, I have to handle them. And let's think about those moments and think about, how can we be more Christ-like in that situation? Do we have to keep that mental scoreboard? Do we have to keep our reaction based on what they do? No. Let's be proactive in the relationships that we have. Let's be proactive in how we can love that person. Because when you love that person first and you let go of those mental scoreboards of what this person does to you, what it is, it's freeing. Because that is being more like Christ. That is being more like God. And God doesn't want us to live in a scoreboard-centered life. He wants us to be free, right? And so, man, like I said, I always zip through these things. Like, I wanted to go farther into this. Don't worry, I'm not done. I'm not done. I promise. I just went where I looked at my notes, and I was just like, oh, man. But Jesus is the ultimate gift of generosity, right? Jesus is the one that came to this earth, died on the cross, went and conquered hell for us, and came back and gave us access to be with God, correct? And so, if he has already done that for us, why can't we do the little things for other people around us to be more like Christ? And so when it comes to this mental scoreboard of trying to outgive someone or trying to outplay someone, let's just like take a mental note. I like how I, it had to have been 2 weeks ago now because last week we had our dodgeball tournament. I talked to the youth students about capturing thoughts because we never think about what we think about, if that makes sense. At the end of the day, we never think about the thoughts that we had during the day. We think about how we felt during the day. We think about what went on during the day, but we never think about the thoughts that are inside our head. And so when it comes to this mental scoreboard, capture those moments. When you are thinking, oh my gosh, this person did this thing for me, capture it. Why is that stirring inside of you? Release it to God. Realize that, you know what? That didn't matter. That has no effect onto the rest of my life and what I'm called to be doing right now. For you students, for you guys, it can be something as simple as I still have schoolwork I need to do. I have an amazing opportunity for my dance team or for sports. Focus on the things that are important to you. Focus on the things that you are working on. Don't focus on, oh yeah, she said something to my friend the other day and I don't know how they feel about me now. Like, ask them. Don't just like sit there and like continue wondering. Just ask and be open, be honest. When you begin to let that these good things and bad things affect you and make you react, that's when you begin to lose track of what God already has for you because you're so worried about everyone else, you're not focused on yourself. And so honestly, like for us as adults, we tend to do that too at work, at home, where we just don't know what other people are thinking, we just don't know what other people are doing, we tend to assume, and it just wrecks us. It just makes us think, you know, what does this person think? And it could be completely opposite of what it actually was. We try to assume what other people are thinking, we assume what other people are doing, and we react based on that. And that's based on the scoreboard that we keep in our heads. They did this, they did that, why did they do this? We come to a conclusion, and now we're just going based on a conclusion that we made up in our heads. Versus just letting it go, and just being, you know what, how can I love that person today? And here's the fun thing. Even if you don't like the person, even if you don't want to interact with that person, you can still love them in the same space. Just by not saying anything about them. You can be in the same space and you can be nice to someone just by avoiding them and avoiding the conflict or avoiding the arguments and addressing it later. If you guys have issues with someone and it's like at a family gathering, you can find a time to talk about it eventually, but you can still love each other in the same space just for the sake of yourself. You can still enjoy that time for yourself. Let's see. I kind of jumped all over the place, so give me 1 second. I went forward, and then I went backward, and now we're going all over the place. So, cool. So when we have to be generous like Jesus, what does that look like for our lives? And that's the kind of things I want you guys to kind of take and actually think about. When we think about those mental scores and we release that, how can you replace that with something that Jesus would do? How can you just be something, just something as simple as smiling at them, even if they say something negative, don't even reply to that. Don't even be like passive aggressive about it. I realized that like my parents, me and my parents were very passive aggressive growing up. There was one time I was pulling pranks on my dad because I was just angry at him for something. And there was one time where I can't remember, he took away my video games for something and I was really devious. So every day at the end of the day, I had sweaty socks, and so what I would do is I'd take out the sweaty socks and I put them in my dad's pillowcase. And so I had my own prank. So every night he would just smell my socks laying in bed, and he had no idea because they're soft and they're on the other side, so you can't feel them, but you can smell them. So that was me getting back at my dad, and I never addressed the issue, but in my head I was just like, that'll get him. And so kids, do not do it. It gets you in worse trouble, let me tell you. It's funny years down the road, but it was not funny when he found out. But instead of finding those passive-aggressive ways or finding other ways to deal with it that's negative, just release it. That's what I'm trying to get to. What are those mental scoreboards that we keep in our heads? What are the things that we like to remember that we know isn't healthy, that They're just little annoyances, the little things. Like, it could be something as simple as you walk in into, like, your work or as you're, like, approaching your family situation and all those thoughts that come back, well, this person did this a few years ago, this person said this about me, or, you know, whatever it is, track those thoughts and just release them. Just release them to God and just be like, God, just give me a freedom from this. Just let me enjoy my time here. Let me enjoy this time with my family, with my friends, and remember the bigger picture. Because at the end of the day, God is God, controller of everything. And I think that's where, like, John, you know, that's where he's trying to get to with this, is that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Because we are God's children. He has a plan for us. He has a purpose for us. He will provide for us along the way. So us, by keeping these mental scoreboards, is really us relying on ourselves and not on God. And so, yeah, I just encourage us to release it. Just find ways to just let it go and just let God flow through us in other ways, whatever it looks like for each and every one of us.
Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like to hear more of our messages or find more information on who we are, you can find us at TiptonCalvaryFoursquare.com or on Facebook. Just search Tipton Calvary Foursquare Church. Thank you again for listening, and have a good day.